Well, Stosh, tell me about the preparations. How have you guys been getting ready?
We've been working on this project for several months with the Hannibal Indian community, and then we have a lot of other partners that help us with all stages of the project, from construction, design, compliance, and so forth.
Now, with you guys being out there, what rules do you have to follow? Do you have to follow Michigan's rules as far as cannabis products, marijuana, or are you under the auspices of the tribe?
So we still follow all of the state regulatory guidelines and laws that are set place. So our licensing is still through the state of Michigan. We follow everything that has been given to us from the state.
So the 18-year-olds probably shouldn't show up and expect to be served, right?
No, this is a recreational marijuana facility, and we serve individuals 21 and up.
What are some of the products that people, I mean, there's some obvious ones, but what are some products that you guys will have there that people may not suspect that you will have?
Well, at the fire station, we like to be known as having the widest range of products available in the Upper Peninsula. And so we have, I mean, the most common ones that most people are after are the flower, the concentrates, and the edibles. And that's where a lot of people are what most people are after. But then also products that are not as common, I would say, like we have a variety of tinctures and topicals that are great for a number of different ailments, and then we have an entire CBD line as well. So those are a couple products that people tend to check out or are unaware that we do have. We also have distillate darts and RSO darts, so those are something else that most people wouldn't assume that we have, but we do.
And you're in the process of expanding even more across the UP, is that right?
Yes, we are. This will be our fourth store live. We open Wednesday at 9 a.m., and currently we also have two more stores under construction. We have a store that's going to be opening in Sault Ste. Marie and another store that's going to be opening in Munising. And then as well as on top of that, we have applications in with several other municipalities to expand into more municipalities across the Upper Peninsula.
Well, best of luck to you, and I know you'll have a pretty busy first day, so get the employees ready to go, I guess, eh?
Yeah, no, we're definitely getting them ready to go, and we're super excited to announce this partnership with the Hannibal Indian community. It's a truly a historic moment, I feel extremely honored to be able to be one of the many individuals behind putting this together, so it's we're super excited for this.
Well, best of luck to you and your business, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.